Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Backpacking Podcast. My name is Jeremiah, and I'm here with my co-host tonight, my lovely wife, Bridget Stringer.
Say hi, everybody.
So, John couldn't make it tonight, so I am hosting the show with Bridget. She's never been on here, and I know she's excited.
And maybe, I'm really excited, actually.
Maybe a little nervous, but she has been on the live stream before.
I have. I'm not super worried about the live stream part. I just, you know, don't want to say anything stupid. That's all.
It's okay. We can't edit it because it's live.
I know. Got to be real careful.
Yeah. If you mess up, you just keep going. We're just here to have a good time. Speaking of, we are here to have a good time with a certain someone, the handsome devil himself, Mr. Tim Buckley. How's it going, dude?
Hi, Tim.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. That countdown music was a bop. That was some good, some good stuff. Did you guys hear it on your end?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, John, he used to be a master musician, and I think he composed that himself. Now, I can't tell you that. That's a lie. But he does pick up the music, pick it out every week. We use Epidemic Sound. Have you heard of it?
I have. I have heard of such a thing.
Well, if you haven't heard of it, basically, it's a music service that you don't get copyright strikes if you subscribe to it on YouTube whenever you put it in your video. Yeah, so John, he made us a little countdown and some graphics and stuff for tonight. So, huge shout out to him. But
I'm digging it, John.
Yeah, he does a good job. And I don't know if you can see the comments on your end, Buckley, but we have a bunch of people in here, and they are commenting away. Look at what Doc Watson said.
John Kelly looks better. Well, he's older than I am and looks younger, so that's just truly a fair play, Ben. Yeah, funny. You'll have to share the good ones with me because I can't see them. And I don't want to touch my screen for fear of messing something up and leaving the stream.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Not tech savvy.
Well, Ginger Gnome, who you know very well, and got to hang out with her over the weekend, and you and a bunch of other people that we're going to talk about here in just a minute, also says hi, Bridget.
I saw that. Hi, everyone.
But yes. John is joining us in spirit here.
Oh, we're so happy to see you on there, John.
You missed it, Rusty.
But anyway, yes. So, Buckley, you, me, Bridget, Ginger Gnome, who we have coined, some of us call her Donkey. I don't think Mr. Backpacking with Jason, sir, likes that term. I think that he thinks it's kind of derogatory. What do you think?
Well, I think he is one of the sweetest, most gentlemanly men I've ever met. So I would clearly see him as a role model in that respect. But Sarah is like the most free-spirited person ever. And when people hear the backstory behind it, it's basically based off of a cheap Chinese brand name knockoff shirt that she wears a lot. And it's a term of endearment in her case. I don't think it bothers her.
Well, aww. I couldn't agree more. Sarah Blue, little donkey.
I just like colors.
So
she'll go by any combination.
Before we get to this insane weekend that we were all fortunate enough to have out there together, I want to visit something that I just watched. You literally premiered like 30 minutes ago, a video. And if you haven't watched it yet, can you tell us the short of basically what that was about?
Well, it was trying to put the beauty of Oxier Ridge and our tour guide, Jeremiah and Jason, brought us to a lot of different sites into a 15-minute video and relive the memories for the rest of our lives, hopefully. Oxier Ridge, Red River Gorge. We did an overnight there before we joined the YouTube gathering. And Jeremiah and Jason, they hiked with us and went up in a spectacular campsite. Just It's one of my favorites just because of the views out there, and the lighting and the sunset and sunrise are both perfect.
Yeah, dude.
Magnificent.
Trip faced. So I'll tell everybody a little bit more about this kind of precursor to the trip. I was on fall break this previous week and starting back work today. And Bridget, she was on fall break as well. So here's what Bridget wanted. She wanted to take fall break and basically paint her basement. And
Oh, man.
we got half of it done.
Yeah, most of it's done and it looks good. And I know I shouldn't brag, but I showed quite a few people and they all seem to like
It's a
Hopefully
beautiful shade of gray.
they like
Look, he saw
Yeah,
the
he
pictures.
did. I forgot.
I'll show him
Yeah,
Tim.
Jeremiah scrolling through them, showing me all the corners, all the beautiful painting you guys did. It was lovely.
Thank
Well,
you, Tim.
I didn't want to do it because I knew it was going to be an awful job because we have tall ceilings in the basement where it's built on a hill. And Jason kind of hijacked me on Tuesday. So I talked to him Monday and he's like, "Hey man, I am planning on going on a little trip with Buckley and Donkey and Mike, OG Mike." And he's like, "Why don't you come?" And I was like, "Sure." And then I pulled up and you three were there hanging out in your newly minted van.
You
Fantastic.
have, and you have a new truck, so I had no idea. I just thought it was some guy coming up to ask for directions or something.
He's
And it's
like, "Who's
Jeremiah! It was
here?"
awesome.
And I didn't even think to tell you guys ahead of time. I wasn't really planning on it being a surprise for me to go too. Not that it's much of a surprise, but it turned out to be a blast, dude. We got some highlights. So Red River Gorge, if you never heard of it, we talked a lot about it on this podcast, so I won't go super in depth here. But that first day, we met up at Oxford Ridge Trailhead and then backpacked out the Star Gap Arch. And unfortunately, I forgot to show you li the living wall. So now you have an excuse to come back, you
Oh, we'll
know.
be back. We already know this.
Perfect. So we checked out Star Gap Arch and then we connected Star Gap to Oxier Ridge. And let's see, what did we check out next? Courthouse Rock.
No, we did went to Double Arch
Oh, Double Arch.
and
Yeah,
Snake
go ahead.
Face or whatever that thing is called. Snake
Snakehead.
Head.
Snakehead. Bridget, watched the video, like the part of the premiere, and you mentioned it in your video, Snakehead, Tim.
Yep.
Y'all walk
Oh,
right past
play.
that.
Yeah, we did. I saw
No,
the like formations, but I didn't recognize it as like the looking like scales until I took another step back when Jason caught me before I missed it. But it was really cool.
well, it's easy to miss. Somebody had stuck a stick in the snake's head to make it look like a tongue. Somebody stuck a rock up there. Y'all should check out Buckley's video if you want to see this. Stuck a rock up there so that it looks like an eye of a snake. And that was right before Double Arch, which I swore I had never been to, but I think I've been to now 3 times. I could be wrong on that.
It's
But
funny the things you forget because I'm like you, I think, Jeremiah. I don't remember like the labels of things or what they're called. And then when I get there, I'm like, oh, maybe I have been here.
Well, there's so many arches in the gorge that I don't know. Sometimes, like you said, it's hard to keep track of the names of them. But then you're right. After we hit Double Arch, we connected it. Oh, we backtracked a little bit, connected over to Oxier Ridge, and then checked out Courthouse, I believe.
Yeah, we
And
hiked up to the bottom of it and then went around the back to that petrifying side.
yeah, for some reason, he is obsessed. He's obsessed about going to the part where none of us are brave enough to climb up. I don't know why, but I've been up there multiple times with him. Every time I'm like, "Are you wanting to go out there?" He's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "How far?" And he's like, "Till we can't go anymore." So I guess he just wanted to show you that too. But I had go ahead.
Sorry, it adds that element of adrenaline, like this is what it could be. I'm already scared the way it is. And then you get up there and, like, oh, what I've done so far is nothing compared to what these rock climbers do. Because I didn't even want to attempt that one, like the first step. Like, I don't know where they began even.
Now,
Was
I would do
crazy.
it if I was harnessed in. I would definitely try it, but I don't know. I'm not brave enough either. But I really do. When I told Mike, I was like, "Mike, come over here." I was like, "Dude, this is the part where we got to climb up." I was like, "You go first. I'm going to give you a boost." He walked right over there, and I really thought he was going to climb it, but Mike, such a good put on, dude. He totally fooled me. None of us were really brave enough to climb it. And if you fall, that's basically like 200 feet to the death. I don't know if you've been up there.
I have not been up there before.
Well, we'll have to go with Jason.
There's probably six or eight times where we were like 200 feet to the death if we made one false move. But I'm overly paranoid about such circumstances, I think.
You're not wrong.
You're not wrong.
And, well, there's a lot of cliffs in the gorge. Signs all over the place. After that, we went to Oxier Ridge and also checked out Haystack. And I will tell you, Bridget, I had told her I was going to be home probably around 5 o'clock or 7 o'clock, somewhere in there. I was like before dark, but I think that it kind of pushed us over the edge, us going up to check out that extra place. Because Jason and I were hoofing it on the way back after we showed you Haystack and then y'all went to the campsite. Yeah. Dude, we were booking it, and I was like, well, you knew that all weekend my knee was kind of hurting me. It's one of the first trips that I've been on where I was like, I don't know if I can do all this hiking, even the day hiking, but
right,
just gritted it out, and Jason and I made it back, and then we were able to meet up again this weekend. We got some people in the comments talking about it.
I keep accidentally... Ooh, boy. And I'm just cracking up over here and trying not to laugh out loud about some of them.
Well, John, if you're wondering why he didn't join us, he said that he can't talk tonight, no voice, but hopefully it'll be the best episode ever.
Aww.
I don't know.
Sweet, humble John.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
He is such
feel
a
better,
guy.
Buddy.
I lost the comment, but Girl Plus Dog Adventures said...
Oh, that was so funny. I cracked up at that.
She said, oh, here it is. I found it. It says, wait, is Buckley moving into Jeremiah's basement? Are the rumors true, Buckley?
Does she know about these rumors? Because they only started on trail, and I invited myself to live with the Stringers because we're kind of nomad transients, and I thought maybe spending 6 to 8 months with them wouldn't be any big deal, but Jeremiah very tactfully and gracefully told me that might cramp their style a little bit. So still negotiating.
I was very clear. I was like, dude, y'all have to come down to the house. You can stay in the guest room. And I was very clear. They get 2 nights.
Oh, okay. I think I missed that conversation, to be honest. But I'm welcoming you for sure.
Thanks, Bridget.
Awesome. You're welcome.
What time check in, check out? What are we talking? Because, you know, two nights in a hotel is like you don't get to get there till 3 and then you have to leave by 11 a.m. Are we talking like 48 hours or,
Let's see.
Get there at Friday at 5 and we have to be gone by noon on Sunday?
I'm thinking, you know, no earlier than 4 on a Friday, right? And then on Sunday, you're out by like 9 a.m. I think.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. I'm more of an, I don't like the Sunday to be 9 a.m. I'd prefer more 11, but we'll talk.
We can negotiate.
On Sunday, we do get up and go. So maybe we can make that work.
I'm just kidding.
Well, I was thinking 3 p.m. check in, or if you pay extra, then you can check in a little earlier, maybe even then.
All right.
Cool.
No, but that cramps my style. I never feel comfortable entering anybody's residence without them being home. So I'll wait till you get there.
Probably a good idea. Our dogs might attack them.
That's true. We don't want our dogs to attack you.
Yeah, that's good foresight.
Yeah.
So this weekend, dude. So Bridget, she can attest to this too because she went there as well and stayed the entire weekend. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. A lot of fun.
I was so excited. Bridget, she got to meet back up with Melissa, who has a YouTube channel called Unlikely Hiker. What was that like, Bridget?
So me and Melissa first met back in June on our Smokies trip, and I think we were the only two girls on that trip. So, you know, automatically we connect because everyone else is a dude. And she and I just had a blast talking. And to be honest, I wasn't planning on coming this past weekend, and I didn't know Melissa was going to be there at all. So it was a big, nice surprise when we got to see each other and catch up. It was super fun hanging out with her. We had a blast together. And Ruby. Ruby was epic. Her sweet little dog. I just love her.
Ruby.
So well behaved. Yeah.
Ruby, I wish maybe our dogs would be like that if we let them off leash. I don't know. But Ruby, she did fantastic. Dude, so for those people that are not experienced with like Cloud Splitter and Indian Staircase, that's two of the things that we got to check mark off the list in Red River Gorge this weekend. And Ruby, who is Unlikely Hiker's dog, does a lot of adventures with her, I suppose. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the time.
She ran straight up the rocks.
Oh my gosh. It was amazing seeing that dog. She was so impressive.
Did you get video of it? Because that was my lazy day. I didn't go.
I was gonna ask you the exact same thing. But
I think you're right. Maybe Backpacking with Jason or Metro on the Move might have gotten some Ruby footage.
With that many YouTubers, I'm sure somebody caught that. There must have been 8 or 10 of you.
How many people do you think were there this weekend?
Well, I heard a head count of 27, but at any given time, I don't think everybody was in camp at the same time. So it was probably pretty hard to get an accurate one, but I'm sure it was every bit of 27, don't you guys think?
I counted. It was 27.
Oh maybe that was Bridget's count, I heard.
It was me.
I trust her, math teacher, and she bounced around the campfire and like glued the whole camp together because she made sure everybody was in the conversation, so she's the most trustworthy source.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
I agree with you. And
I agree with you.
Tom says, and Chris says, 27 as a total.
Brian might have
been
the
one. That sounds scientific enough.
First, and I was like, hey, I wonder if he's right. And so I went and just counted everybody. I was like, sorry, I'm in your conversation. I'm just counting.
Mike says, only 27. OG Mike, that may be the most people that I've ever been on a trip with, because a lot of times it's hard to fit that many tents and hammocks and stuff up, you know, anywhere if you got 27 people, unless, you know, you can pay for a site or something and maybe fit everybody. But we stayed out at Hanson's Point both nights, and that right there is a gem of its own. But being able to fit all those people close-knit together.
That's epic. It was really cool. Hanson's Point is always beautiful. No matter when I've gone, it's been beautiful.
It was the best I've seen it because it was cloudy when we went last year. So it was a nice treat to have all that clear weather. And it's magnificent.
Well, I saw a comment. I can't remember who put it up here, but it was a poop comment. And Buckley, about 2 minutes before we started the show, we established the fact that you have been on here before. So, you know, that sometimes we talk about the nasty old poopy.
I'm a loyal viewer and listener as well, Jeremiah. So I know that this happens every week.
Well,
Jeremiah loses the game. Hey, Doc.
Doc Watson asked if there were any poop stories from this weekend. Did Jeremiah lose the game? And I knew that we were going to places with like pit toilets every day hike that we went. So basically the plan was Nicole hikes a lot. She has a YouTube channel as well. And she basically put this whole shindig together at the gorge and invited a bunch of people. And of course, a bunch of people showed up. And I knew that we were going to kind of basically establish a base camp and then do some day hikes and stuff. And we could just leave our stuff at the base camp. And I knew that every place that we were going outside of our base camp was going to have a pit toilet. But I don't know why. Sometimes I take the most garbage food on backpacking trips. So I'm an idiot. And I bought like 2 bags of Halloween candy before we left. And Bridget, she got out a quart-sized Ziploc bag and just started stuffing it full.
Full of chocolate.
And the worst part is I didn't, well, I might have had one piece of chocolate from her her bag of chocolate
stash.
I just made my own and then ate all of mine. I don't think I gave you one bit of chocolate out there.
I don't think so. That's a shame.
The first night, Bridget and I we were able to watch about 10 minutes of Game of Thrones. We've been rewatching it. We put it up in the tent loft. And then I was like, hey, are you still watching it? And she was like, oh, sorry, I totally fell asleep. And then she told me the last thing that happened. So while she was falling asleep and we were watching Game of Thrones, I was eating a bunch of chocolate. So in the morning, the next morning, I was like, there's no way that I'm making it to this pit tour. So Doc Watson, that was a very long answer to your question. But the short answer is I lost the game. But there was a poop trail on out.
The poop peninsula.
Yes. Did you go out there too?
One time I had to visit the poop peninsula, yes. And I was on my tippy toes the entire time, like a minefield.
Yeah, you had to watch it out there. But I found a, it was like a drop off. So I went over toward that direction. And about 10 feet in front of me, while I was out there doing my business, the clouds in the valley were slowly rising up. The sun was peeking through, shining down in the trees. Magnificent. I'll give it a 3.5 star poop.
Oh, I had a 1.5 because I went into deep camouflage mode there on the left side of the trail, you know, where it's real thick. I figured nobody would venture back in there, so it'd be safe to find my own private spot. No views. I had to actually make sure I found a clearing just big enough to sit in.
Oh, well, that sucks. Well,
yeah, maybe you can't win them all, man.
If you had, you know, a little wildlife during your poop, maybe a squirrel running by or a wild majestic deer or pooping.
Oh, wild.
Yeah. Wild majestic deer or pooping next to a pond like I pooped up from a glacial lake in Colorado and saw the fish swimming by, you automatically get a bump of 2 stars if you have wildlife involved. So I hear on a sliding scale of 1 to 5 on the poop.
Is this officially created or is this in the works?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't really know. I think that maybe different people have different rules. We had our own rules whenever I was doing the long trail, and that's kind of where I discovered this game. But that's been a couple of years, so I've totally forgotten the rules and just started making it up as I go. So honestly,
the poop culture varies based on geography, is what you're saying.
I think it based on geography and population.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. That makes total sense. Population probably being the bigger factor.
Well, we have a poop comment by Jared from Outside Comfort
Hi,
Zone.
Hi, Jared. Miss you.
He says, I once pooped right in front of 4 zebras, 2 elephants, and 4 families, and then I was asked to promptly leave the zoo.
Oh,
that is funny.
Yeah, witty. Jared's always witty.
Always.
And Tom's asking, is this the same as Buckley's food scale? So what is your food scale, Buckley? What's he talking about there?
Well, I'm always flattered by all these folks, and I mean that genuinely, that rave about my food scale, but is the least creative food scale on the face of the planet. It's a scale of 1 to 5. And calling it Buckley's food scale seems overly flattering to a degree, maybe. But back to you, Jeremiah. Do you use the same scale for pooping, the 1 to 5?
I use it's stars. So not a rating as in 1 through 5. It's how many stars that your poop earned.
I do star. Mine are stars too, I believe. It's interchangeable for me because, as you know, I don't really stick to anything rigid. So,
well, as long as it's quantifiable, I guess it's fine.
Well, what if you have an incredible poop that's a 4-star rating, but you also see a deer? Then do you just it only gets bumped up to 5, or does it go to 6 then?
It tops out at 5. You got to put some parameters on life, Tim.
But what you said, Jeremiah, is that if it was a, say you had a 4-star poop, it would otherwise be a 4-star poop without any wildlife, right? And if you saw a deer, you would get 2 points.
Not 2 points, 2 stars.
2 stars, excuse me. See, I told you, it's interchangeable to me, but you're dismissing the point.
look at what Ben is saying. Ben McMillan says, you guys should design a poop app to save your poop ratings.
I honestly feel like this has been brought up before in a previous conversation, an app for the poop ratings, and it tells you all the different ways to get a higher poop scale. I remember this conversation at some point. in the previous.
It seems very possible, yeah, doesn't it?
Bridget. Well,
we could have a poop rating app and a poop map. And probably take over the world if we had both.
I think, is it San Francisco? So. Is that who, like, is that the city where you can poop wherever you want? Or is that just propaganda to keep us on the East Coast?
Man, that can't be true.
No,
I'm sure they do poop wherever they want, but I don't know if they can.
Okay, people in, so we're on live stream right now.
Yeah, somebody Google this.
Yeah, somebody let us know in the comments. Is it true that San Francisco, there is an app that it kind of shows you the different places where there's a bunch of feces? And I'm almost 100% sure that San Francisco, homeless, poop yeah,
not just a bunch of feces, the legality of it. Is it legal specifically? Not just if there's a bunch of feces in the streets.
Does it change?
Oh, look at Ben with the super chat. Thank you, Ben, for donating to the cause. First round of funding for the poop app.
Well, you're officially off the ground.
I just made that up, but Ben has pre-ordered the Jeremiah Stringer merch, which I saw earlier some people commenting that I still haven't made merch, and the rumors are true. The merch still does not exist. But,
I keep trying to get him to, because I think that it would do really well. I really do.
Well, right
Bridget,
now,
I have a question for you. Let's cut Jeremiah off.
Okay, go ahead.
So I know Jeremiah, I feel fairly well. You know him far more intimately than I do. Do you think that the merch thing is, do you think he's resistant to it? Because that's kind of, if somebody tells him to get merch 50 times a week, he's far less likely to do it because of that.
I think that he is resistant because he doesn't want to put in the work to make the merch, if I'm being honest.
Oh, just pure laziness. Interesting.
Really. Now, I could be 100% wrong. You know, he has a good head on his shoulders, very financially savvy young man over here. And maybe financially, it's not a good decision to make merch right
Ooh.
Now. I don't know.
Well, I think I can only profit from merch. I'm pretty sure. So financially, it
we
would
have
help.
To pay to do the things.
No, I don't think that's
created,
the way it works.
And then to buy the materials.
No, I think that used to, if you're doing YouTube and you're wanting to do merch, if you wanted to cut some cost, you could like order a bunch and then people order it. Like you order a bulk amount and then people will order it from your website or whatever. And then you spend a lot of time packaging and shipping that.
Yes,
I'm pretty sure, but so you don't have to do that. Thing? You don't have to do that.
You can also do it directly from Teespring, which is a company that you. But the quality, I don't want to speak ill of companies on your podcast, but the quality may be something you want to check into before you do that. But that's something they just literally send it to the people that order it from your Teespring page that you can link onto your channel.
You just create the design and then put it on this website and then people can order whatever with that specific design.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what I found is that you have to go with the like absolute premium, meaning that anybody that were to buy a Stringer sweatshirt, for example, would probably be paying, you know, probably $60. But the inexpensive things I found that wasn't the best.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. If people are willing to support you in a way that they are buying merch, like right now I have, this is a birthday gift from Bridget to me, and this is the album cover by Tyler Childers, All Yorn, I believe is the name of the album, or that might just be the lead song on it. I haven't looked into it, but anyway, if people are willing to support in that kind of way, then you don't really want to sacrifice on the quality, because if they are going do you're always competing for time. We only have so many hours during the day, and you know, you're either trading your time for money, aka a job, or you have spare time and you can do whatever you want with it. So anybody that's doing YouTube, you included, we're all volleying for people's time, and I think that sounds very valuable. So I haven't decided to take the time yet to, I don't know, order basically samples. I think that if you really got down to the nitty gritty of it, you'd have to order samples of the different shirt, whatever good size. Call. I think Spreadshop is the one that John uses. I think he used Teespring in the past, and he had some quality control issues like you had mentioned earlier. And I would have to order from the different ones and get, I don't know, basically try all the products. And I don't really know how to do that without wearing my own merch. I guess I could just get whatever I wanted on the t-shirt, but
I have an idea though.
Okay, hit me with it.
You could do Jeremiah Stringer Hikes pencils and erasers and notebook covers and then sell them at school.
Ooh.
No, I think that
might be illegal. I'm not sure.
That is a conflict of interest.
Conflict of interest, perhaps, Bridget.
I don't think that the state of Kentucky government would really love that.
No,
I love the idea of him peddling his t-shirts from his desk, though. Like, he'll have a drawer, like small, medium, large, extra large.
$1 per pencil.
I'm just thinking of the pencils, like with your logo on it, and it's your head, and the kids will be like, I'm sharpening your head. I don't know. It's just really funny.
I like it.
Oh, that could be. That'd be funny.
Yeah, that would be really funny.
Yeah, but I don't think I can do it. I don't know. It's always you feel great that people are willing to support you and stuff, but it's also a little weird because you're just a normal person. I always think, and don't take this the wrong way, I think, and I'm not saying that this is me in any way, but anybody that you know you hold to a higher standard or like me, I don't ever want to meet my heroes because I always feel like you're going to be disappointed. So like we went to this YouTube meetup thing and I don't know, I've been doing YouTube a little while and most of those people kind of knew who I was and stuff. And I talked to them, but I always try not to disappoint. So I don't know. It's a little bit vain. Maybe it's the, I don't know. I wouldn't really call it integrity, but it's weird. It'd be weird for me to wear that stuff and see how maybe I could just let Bridget wear it.
What a humble response.
Yeah, humble. That's the word I was looking for. But anyway, yeah, like YouTube meetup, talking to all the people and getting to know them. That was super fun. And hopefully I was good enough conversationalist while I was out there that nobody's disappointed in us hanging out. Seemed like everybody had a good time, though.
They did, Jeremiah.
Like just meeting everybody, walking around and talking and hearing where everybody's from. And that was a lot of fun to me, just getting to see new people and meet them. I really liked that.
Yeah, I literally almost cried when we left Miguel's because Nicole was kind of tearing up. And even Jason was like, I was like, this is tough to walk away. And he's like, he did this gesture to me. Like, don't look at me right now. But yeah, like, and that is humble of you to say, Jeremiah, but you know, that's part of what the whole YouTube experience is like has taught me, and I'm sure you even more so, having done this a little bit longer than I have, is you walk into that situation and there's, I mean, I don't know, maybe people there with 80 subs and maybe, you know, you were on the upper end of that thing, but there was no talk of that whatsoever. I'm sure maybe there were some side conversations about subscribers or videos or something along those lines, but it was just like an insane amount of camaraderie for 27, you know, otherwise what you'd expect to be maybe kind of egotistical people that film themselves and all those types of things. And I don't know, I did a lot of pondering on the drive home about just exactly how profound it was to like have made a connection with almost everybody that was there. And you do a fantastic job of, you know, people were excited to see you. I was excited to see you the first time I met you as well. You're somebody everybody's watched, you know, reviews and got advice from, and you're there in the flesh. And then it turns out you're actually even more hilarious. Like just your laugh alone makes me about pee my pants, especially when you really get into it. But yeah, man. And Bridget came, like I said, she and Sarah both, I think, could probably take a lot of credit for kind of going around and making sure everybody felt like they had a chance to talk to everybody. And I think there was a lot of that going on from a lot of kind people. And I'm not going to speak for 20 minutes on your podcast, but it was phenomenal, you know, and I bet you guys probably agree.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I totally agree. And I got to tell you, man, you're one of my favorite people to hang out with. I can't wait to our next trip.
Oh, the feeling is mutual. I mean, we gel well together, Jason. And I mean, you don't want to start name dropping all these names because for fear of hurting people's feelings, but I feel like that's a that club grows too. You know, you two were kind of the, but the first time we hung out, it was seamless and all of us had a great time. And that keeps repeating itself every time. So after three or four times, I think it's safe to say we probably, we've established a brotherhood, you know?
Yeah. And I also think that, well, I'll just speak for myself. I was so excited for, I didn't even know Melissa was going
to
be there.
I was so happy and to see her.
Whenever we took this Smokies trip, there's a bunch of us on it as well. And that was like the first trip that Bridget had taken, I think, that had a number of people that kind of did YouTube. Because, you know, sometimes Bridget and I will take trips together and I'll film. Sometimes I won't film. And she got to see a lot of that from other people. But that Smokies trip, her being able to hang out with another chick on trail was, I don't know, it's just different than it just being only us. So I was so excited to introduce her to Sarah Blue, Little Donkey.
Oh, I just, and she's wonderful. I just love her. She was so nice. And honestly, the whole time, everybody is so supportive of each other. And I'm like a huge baby when it comes to the trail. And I was just so grateful that these brand new people that I just met were so nice and helpful and encouraging of me and all of my fears. So that was really nice. And that made it a lot more fun for me.
Sure. Yeah. I'm right there with you. So
yay, because we want Bridget to come out more.
Yeah. See, Chris, he knows what's up. That hiking guy, Sarah is a rock star. Totally true.
Yeah, it is. It is indeed. Yeah, she is. If you don't know of Sarah, she has a very small frame and she might be 100 pounds. I don't know. I haven't asked her weight, but that would be my guess. Jeremiah literally picked her up, for example, when she couldn't get up this tall rock. And it was like some like a monkey picking a banana up and just set her down like by one arm. Anyway, she carries probably 20-pound pack, maybe more, and she is probably a faster hiker than I am. But yeah, she's awesome. I'm glad she got along with Bridget, and many more trips to come, hopefully.
Absolutely.
Well, we were just joking around, but whenever we were headed off to do Indian Staircase and Cloud Splitter on Saturday, I believe it was, we were jokingly like, Mr. Backpacking Jason and I were like, well, we're just hoping to see a nice big fire whenever we get back here. Y'all collect plenty of firewood, etc. And then we met Hoot on trail or on the trail.
Coming whenever, into camp.
Yep. He was coming into camp, into Hanson's, and we were headed out and we bumped into him and, we came back, you all, you and Hoot, and maybe some others too. I wasn't there to witness it, but you all had literally cut some giant trees, dude. And we walked back into camp and I could not have been more happy to see, I don't know how big around those logs were, but they looked like 15 inches thick.
It was awesome.
It was Hoot's idea to start a long fire, and that's the reason I stayed back. And it was bizarre because I've never gone backpacking and spent an entire day, sun up to sundown at camp. So I stayed back because I A, lazy, and B, I knew Hoot was coming in. I hadn't seen him in a year, and yeah, he was this motivating factor. Sarah helped out. Mark from DMS. I think Jeremy got some real big logs. A Todd. Yeah, it was definitely just kind of we chipped away. We had all day. It was you guys were on a long hike. So we would take very often frequent breaks. But yeah, by the time you guys got back, it, a little bit adds up, right, Jeremiah?
Every little bit, man. That was the first trip that I think that I've been on where like either me or Jason basically didn't take point on the fire. Like I didn't have to cut a bunch of wood. The first night, I think we cut a little bit. But other than that, you all pretty much stole the show on that one, man.
It was the least we could do when we took a 0 day.
Oh, Bridget, want me to show this comment?
I just feel really special. I feel important.
It says,
makes me happy.
Outside Comfort Zone says, That was such a fun trip. Talking about the Smokies, by the way. Mm-hmm. Bridget was the glue that kept the group together, and nobody could keep up with Unlikely Hiker on those trails.
She was good. Everyone was good, though, on that trip, too. Man, it was a lot of fun.
And also, circling back to, we were talking about the poop in the streets in San Francisco.
Do we got an answer?
We got an answer. I lost it in the comments. But, here it is.
Charmin. No, up above.
This?
Is that it?
No.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay. Lost Again with Jim says that app does exist, the app on the avoiding poop, but it's not legal. Now, I haven't checked my sources here. I'm assuming that Lost Again with Jim is correct. I haven't researched a whole lot on the whole poop situation there in California. But
he's a smart dude. I think he's from out west too.
Well, then I'm sure he knows.
We can trust him.
I trust him. We will spread this to the world. So, how would you contrast the staying at camp, since that was your first time, you know, taking a trip like this, and then being like, yep, I think it's going to be a camp day for me. And then you missed out a little bit on the hiking, but you got to enjoy a different world.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think it was really. Sarah and I are both indecisive to begin with, and her ankle was a little stiff. I don't know. We probably hiked 17 to 20 miles. We did 9 or 10 with you and a couple in and out to camp, and then a second day. So I don't know. Anyway, we're kind of wore out. And who texted me at 1:15 a.m. when I woke up? I saw he said he was on his way. So he drove through the night, and I don't think he'd mind me sharing, but he sent a text at 6 a.m. saying that he was pooping in Slade. so I knew we were going to cross paths, and I wouldn't see Hoot until, you know, 6 o'clock or whenever you guys got back. And it was just like so hard to decide what to do. But yeah, then Hoot showed up a couple hours after you guys left, and we spent the whole day just hanging out together. So I don't regret it, but not normally anything I'd necessarily want to spend an entire day at camp. But I like getting at camp. I'm like you and Jason, kind of. I like to get to camp before supper and have time to enjoy camp too, but an entire day there wouldn't be something I'd make a habit of.
Yeah. And
unless Hoot's there.
Hoot is such a character. If y'all haven't checked out his YouTube, Hoot on the Trail, he, in his spare time, he likes to go to these like Renaissance festivals, and I don't know, it's kind of like dress up, but role playing, and he has
like the movie quality.
Oh my gosh, dude. He was looking for Hoot at one of them. I guess their paths didn't cross, but I overheard him talking about a guy, the most Jack Sparrow guy that Jason had ever seen. And Hoot was like, oh, that guy was a scrub. I've been to so many of these things, dude. It is unreal. Hoot, he's a real character, man. He's fun to hang out.
Oh man. Yeah. I always say he's like the new Dos Equis guy. He's like the most interesting man on earth.
Yes.
He has so many stories, and he's not full of beans. He's completely, you know, his stories are true. I've known him long enough to know that you can't make that up. Plus, it's on Facebook. But yeah, he's a pirate. He's a Roman Catholic priest sometimes. He's Krampus at Christmas. It's all just like the most elaborate costumes you could ever imagine.
I've seen him part of the Knights Templar. I've seen.
Yeah.
His Facebook is such a fun follow. He's a good guy.
Yeah, and he's a beast of a hiker himself too. I mean, he's no slouch, and I'll share that he is old. I won't tell his age, but I shared a birthday with him last year in South Dakota. He came out to hike with me, and I thought it was a certain birthday, and I asked him this trip, and I was 10 years off. He's actually 10 years older than I thought he was.
Oh my goodness. So yeah, I had no idea because he could hike me.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He's a fit young man.
Yeah, walk on. So while you were at camp making the fire and all that, did most of the people head off and do Gray's Arch?
Yeah, I think the only people remaining were Mark from DMS Adventures and Sarah and I and Hoot. And then some guys split off from your hike, shortened their hike to come back. It was OG Mike and Jeremy and was it Carlson and Hiking Guy maybe? I don't know. But yeah, Senior Hiker and Tom Walker and all those guys went to do the Grays Arch. And
yeah,
Senior Hiker hiked. I heard Senior Hiker hiked 8 miles that day.
Dude, I it is unbelievable.
Good
so
job to him.
I had talked to
yeah.
Senior Hiker 77's YouTube channel. Him and Kevin hang out a lot. And is it Kevin's Atypical Hiker?
Isn't yep, that that's YouTube? Correct.
Okay. So I have watched some of their videos, and I talked to John, who is like his real name, Senior Hiker 77. I talked to him on the phone a few times. It's been a while, and it was such a pleasure getting to meet him. Exactly what you'd expect, the Charleston, yep. South Carolina accent. And he, I first of all, highly impressed because he is, how old is he? 70?
I believe 81.
81.
He started his channel when he was 77, hence the tag. But yeah, he's 81 now.
So that is amazing.
He's 81. And Gray's Arch, I mean, that's not a super long hike, but that is a fairly strenuous hike.
Especially once you get up closer to the arch.
Do you remember last time that we were out there?
Yeah.
And tell everybody what happened.
We, I don't remember. We were with, is it Miyagi and Trips maybe?
I can't remember who we were with.
We were with another couple,
oh,
I think.
Oh, I think Dan and Haley maybe.
Was it Dan
and
Haley? Yeah. Either way, we were with another couple, and we got down to the stairs to go down to the arch, and they'd stopped us because there was a bunch of rescue people there. I can't remember what happened, but somebody, they slipped and fell, I think.
Mm-hmm. Dislocated their shoulder.
Yeah, and so they were trying to figure out a way to bring them down on the stretcher and then back up the stairs. They had ropes tied off and they were stopping people. It was a big ordeal. There were tons of people there to help out though. There's like 30 workers.
And this was an older person. I mean, I don't know their exact age, but we saw them. They had a dislocated shoulder and they had them on the stretcher, the gurney, the old one wheel that you used to take people out of the woods. And that is a strenuous hike. And there's also, if you climb up into Gray's Arch, have you been, Buckley? Did y'all get to check that out?
Yeah, we took it the second day. We took the rough trail.
Okay.
And then we hiked up from the bottom in that big canyon or cavern right below Gray's Arch and hiked up to the arch itself. And
so you went inside.
It was gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Gray's is wonderful. It's one of my favorite places to check out in Red River Gorge.
I
like it.
But whenever
it was spectacular.
Whenever you go into the arch, there on that wall on your left, as you're walking up and in, those rocks are really, really sharp, like sharp as razor blades. Like if you, if it's wet and you slip and your arm just goes through there, it's going to slice it open. So I was highly impressed. All those people that were kind of hanging out at camp with you that split off and done that loop. I mean, that's a good hike because it's 2.5 miles just back to kind of where we parked from the campsite. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
So they had to hike that twice that day, plus the out and back to Gray's Arch. And senior came back to camp and he went straight to his tent, put his feet up and took a nap for a while. But he popped right back up faster than I may have. I mean, he was out there in another hour and then he stayed up pretty late, too. But yeah, I was so excited to meet him and Tom and those guys I've been watching, and Senior's obviously probably an inspiration to all of us. I mean, I'll be super pumped if I'm still backpacking when I'm 81.
That's what I do, man. Mm-hmm. And how about Kevin writing the songs? He had multiple songs. RVA Hiker Girl.
Yeah.
He had a song about her. That was fun meeting her, too.
Yeah.
I feel bad because I know I'm going to forget to mention some people on here. So, RVA Hiker Girl, he had a song for her. He had a song. He had a great voice, like John's commenting on here. Kevin has some lungs on
him. He does.
Yeah, big old baritone.
Yes, and he had a second song. I can't remember what was
the Red River Gorge Blues.
Yeah,
but
that was his third song.
You in one of them.
Yeah,
the Red River Gorge Blues was the ode to Jeremiah.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
So I came back to camp after we had done Indian Staircase and we did Cloud Splitter. And
those were tough.
Kevin, he's like, we had a little time to kill. So we had a little help. We wrote a song about Jeremiah and the Red River Gorge Blues.
If I'm not mistaken, JK was the one who helped Kevin write that song.
Yeah,
pretty sure about
I think Nicole helped. There was a few people that were helping with some rhymes, I believe.
Yeah, and it was funny.
It was so fun.
I can't quote it on this podcast, but I know that Hoot was playing the harmonica too.
Oh, he was so good.
He's so talented.
I got it on film. I even got your face. I got a Jeremiah reaction face too. It'll probably make my next video.
Something to check out for sure. The harmonica added a nice touch. I don't think that they practiced that. I think that was just off the cusp. But
it was, because the first time Hoot chimed in, Kevin paused for a brief moment and started laughing, and then after that he was flawless with Hoot's improv. Yeah,
it was good.
It's crazy.
What a jolly guy. I loved him.
Oh
yeah,
sorry, there's a comment that was made earlier that I just want to make sure I mention really quickly. OG Mike said that he likes your backdrop, Tim.
Oh, thanks, OG Mike. You know, Jeremiah talks all humbly about his merch and things like that. I carry a backpack and several items with my own logo on it. but yeah, hey, this backdrop is as creative as I could get in the space I have. Sarah and I haven't really got down to business on finding a place to do this kind of stuff, because I don't do a lot of talking heads or podcasts, but we make it work.
It's more professional.
She has these fancy lights. Oops, this side.
The fairy lights are his favorite, I believe.
Yeah, that's all Sarah.
Speaking of Sarah, you all spent some time and found a van, and I checked it out. First of all, the van is lower mileage than my truck that I recently purchased.
Yeah.
And I got to check it out the first day, and then the last day. What are y'all planning to do with this van? Are y'all going to do some little vagabond life or what?
That's TBD, but Sarah nerds out maybe almost obsessively about we've been looking for a van for a long time, you know, something inexpensive. And she stumbled upon the fact that it's a 2005 Chevy Astro van, and it's all wheel drive, and they have this cult following for being really easy to repair, and they'd last a long time. They're a good little size for a camper rig. And we just got it a few weeks ago. So she's been looking at all these plans and probably will possess more talent than I. I'll do any of the easy work to help her out in any way I can. But yeah, hopefully we'll build it out. Right now we have she had a twin bed with this old metal frame that fit like perfectly in there, with about maybe a foot and a half or 2 feet to walk in between. So it's like a temporary rig that's actually quite comfortable. We haven't slept in it yet, but she illegally slept in it most of the way home from Kentucky. I told her we should get some ratchet straps or something, just like strap her down to like the bolts in the floor or something while she's sleeping, but we didn't have time. I just drove super safely.
Yeah, Tim, he's not going to figure out the logistics or work on it, but he will show up and drive.
We came up on some traffic. I don't know if she remembers it, because she only kind of squealed and grunted a little bit, but we were coming into Cincinnati and traffic stopped out of nowhere. And I had to lay on the brakes far harder than I would normally want to. And I swear her head like hit the back of my seat, like the whole bed kind of half slid forward. And she didn't miss a beat. I stopped at a restroom to pee, or a rest stop to pee, and she didn't even wake up for that. So she was zapped.
She said that she's living on the edge in that circumstance.
Yeah. If I would have taken a hard right turn, she'd have rolled right off the bed.
She's so loose. Right off.
Yeah. Ratchet straps. You think it's a good idea, you two?
No.
I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but
I disagree with that idea.
It's got to be better than flying through the windshield from a head-on collision.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
no, our ultimate dream is to find something. I mean, we choose to live poor, could be the word you use, or very low budget. And our ultimate dream would be to find something remote that we could live on the road. And she and I spent 30 days in a Subaru together. We were in tents and things on and off as well. But that van is like a hotel room compared to the Subaru. I have no doubt we could live in it at least on a like year-long road trip or something like that. That'd be the dream. But first, we got to find that job that will accommodate that dream.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mobile work now, though. So I think that you can figure that out.
Yeah, I've done mild amounts of research. What I want to do is find something that pays me like $100,000 a year to work like 15 hours a week. And I'm just having a hard time finding that.
Yeah, keep looking, kid.
Keep looking, kid.
I like that idea. If you find it, please share the details with me, because I too would enjoy such a thing as that.
You know,
but maybe I just need to find something like really like $20,000 a year, and then I'll have Jeremiah be my like trustee. I'll just send my paychecks to him, and he can dole out my money for me to make sure I make it through the year, since he's so good with money.
We're joking around on the hike, and Jason's talking about how cheap I am. And I was telling him, you know, we have kids. I give the kids 2 coupons a week for Kool-Aid. You get 2 glasses a week, and you can spend them on any day you want, and it resets on Monday. But don't bank them up, because they're only good for a week. I'll manage your money, Tim. Don't worry.
Terrible idea.
Did one of your commenters potentially tell Sarah to do something to me while I was talking?
Yes, they did. I see that comment.
Is this the comment that you're talking about?
No, that's not. That's not. No.
They think that he's him. On camera because she's out. Buckley's in Jeremiah's basement.
It must have been Mike OG, probably.
It wasn't.
He came over and go ahead. It was almost an assault, whoever did it. I could have been hurt.
You want me to show it?
You should.
Ben McMillan says, then tickle Tim just off camera.
Did I show it or did I play it cool? Because there's still no proof, right?
There's no proof, officially.
Oh. So I didn't show it on my face when she came over and tickled me?
I totally missed it, so I guess not.
I heard the movement, saw you kind of scooch away, but that's all I saw.
Well, she did follow through. She's sitting right over here.
Oh, man.
That's so funny.
It's so interesting. I wonder what Sarah first thought whenever she had met you. And oh, wait, she already knew about your YouTube channel, right? Before y'all had met.
Yeah. Long story short, she, lucky for her, of course, she stumbled upon one of my videos. I think it was just some review. She was looking for a budget tent or something. So it's like a really extreme twist of fate. And I think somewhere along the lines, we wound up following each other on Instagram because she does a lot of photos. And I don't recall, but we just started chatting about Michigan because she had some Michigan photos and I was hoping to backpack there. And then long story short, she wanted to backpack and she came to visit me to backpack in Minnesota. And it was 2 weeks of dreary cold weather, so we didn't do enough. And then she came back, and our second date was like 30 days.
Oh, what an interesting.
Wow, that's that awesome. That's really cool, though.
Well, I was just thinking, yeah. I was wondering what she would think about you doing YouTube and all that, but she already knew. Man, I'm a little bit jealous of the free-spirited life that you all have, and I don't know. If you want to go out,
Yeah, that's what put us together. After we spent some time together in close proximity, we realized that we mesh well, you know, so we just decided, I mean, what's the harm in giving something a try? And both of us are in our 40s, so we've, you know, we had some relationships in our past, and it's like, we like each other a lot, so why would we wait around to, you know, tiptoe around things when we just spent 30 days in a Subaru Forester and everything was a blast. At that point, I knew she wasn't going to kill me. I mean, that was my first thought. But 30 days, she had every chance to, you know, put me out in my sleep or do something, but she didn't. So
we absolutely love her and we hope that she keeps. Oh, that
was sweet.
Oh,
I love that.
That was so nice.
Oh, that was cute.
That's some heavy duty butt kissing there, huh? Right on film.
You earned that one.
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was really cute.
Yeah, that's a good way to end it, man.
We always go to an hour and it seems like it just, yeah. I love talking to you guys.
Oh my gosh, dude. That was so fast.
I can't wait to our next trip.
It's only because Ben's sent me some feedback.
Yeah, shout out to Ben. He's keeping up in those comments. What are you about to say, Tim?
I don't know. Sarah's saying something in my ear.
Oh, said, was it not?
Ben said he'd send me a custom food bag.
She said, no, we're not telling Ben.
Custom food bag.
So it wasn't even as sweet as we thought.
Ben
McMillan, you shyster.
Sarah says, I'm expecting that bag, Ben.
I was like, oh, that's so cute.
Oh, by the way,
for a food bag.
Ben, we did use your hangers, your backpack hangers on this trip. What'd you think of them, Bridget?
Those were awesome. It's really easy to use and super lightweight. And
the speed hook?
The tree. Yeah, it's very nice.
Is that what they're called? Yeah. Ben, it's, I don't know, it's to hang your backpack up around the tree.
Yeah, I had mine hanging on the tree by my hammock. I'm really sad that you didn't notice because we all had speed hooks and we didn't even get a chance to talk about it.
Well,
but yes, they're awesome.
So busy having fun that hot gear. Oh, but I did try out some chairs. Sarah says, honestly, I didn't even see that till after I kissed him. Wow. Yeah, you got the best of both worlds.
Aw, cute. Well,
yeah.
You get back and get the glory from the kiss. But yeah, anyway, it's been fun, man. I'm going to shoot I'll shoot you a text, and we need to see if we can find some time to get on a little
trip. I want a list of dates for my and check in and check out times for my invited weekend of only 2 days. Very soon. We love hanging out with you.
2 nights, 3 days.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds even. Ooh, okay. Yeah.
Amenities. I mean, you get a shower and a bathroom all to yourself.
We got a Keurig too.
I mean, it's
wonderful. And you have a free Uber driver and me. I'll take you to all the places. We can go to raging clubs and you'll have a safe ride around.
Yeah. I like it.
There's a lot of places I can show you around here. I don't know if there's raging clubs, but there's definitely Daniel Boone.
Well, we can go bowling or something and. You can drink pitchers of Busch Light all night long.
I told Jeremiah when we were coming up, when we were on our way back, and he told me that he had invited you guys up for a weekend. I said, well, do we have to go hiking necessarily?
Oh, she doesn't want to do any hiking.
Just a little hike, maybe. That'd be fine. But, you know, mostly I just want to hang out. What is Tim outside of the trail? That's what I want to know.
Let's dig in. No, that'd be fun, actually. I mean, Sarah and I also like to, you know, mix it up too, and that'd be an awesome. I mean, we really enjoy your company, so I think it needs to happen on a more non-hiking level. We can maybe take a walk down to the lake by your house or something that you always talk about, but
that would
keep it low miles.
Yeah,
yeah.
There we go. No packs, you know. That'd be great.
Eat at restaurants.
restaurants.
Yeah, let's do it. Well, all your people are going to be thinking that you're breaking your own rules of over an hour here, Jeremiah. So you better find a good breaking point. Maybe that's John Kelly's job most of the time.
Oh, yeah. John's got to wind me down.
Me too. We could all three probably go for hours, but.
Yeah, I agree. Hopefully everybody enjoyed on the live stream. And if you are just listening to the episode, audio only, we love you too. And, Bridget, you got anything else that you wanted to ask Buckley or say to him before we get out there?
It's been super fun hanging out, and I'm super excited for the next time that the four of us get to spend time together. So this has been super fun. I've enjoyed this a whole lot.
I'm glad we were both brave enough to do it when Jeremiah asked Bridget. This is really fun.
Look at us go. We're so brave.
Yeah.
Well, for me and Bridget and Buckley, we bid you all farewell. And everybody have a great night.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, everybody.